What's this podcast called?
Sepsister from Planet Weird.
Podcast from Planet Weird.
Oh.
Luck of the Irish. More like Freak Me in the Eyeballs.
I love this movie.
No!
I told you not to bring up prom in this episode.
Oh, you
want to
talk about prom, Mama?
Drama Kaflama, baby.
I was nominated for Winner Home.
God damn it.
We sound just like... Could you believe? Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Podcast from Planet Weird. This is a podcast where we talk about movies from back in the day in our childhood. This is episode 243. Could you believe?
Wow. 2, 4, 3. It's like we're multiplying plus 2 and then minusing 1.
Nerd. We're talking about the Addams Family today, the 1991 live action film based on, you know, the original series as well as the the comics that...
Yes, the cartoon.
Yes, the still cartoons. So that's what we're talking about today, because it's October, we're getting ooky spooky, and who doesn't love this movie?
Yeah, and is this movie a Christmas film? Some may argue.
You could argue. Before we get into that, how have you been?
I've been good. As of today, y'all heard it. If you listened to the stream this past Wednesday, you got the insider scoop on the merch design for this year because it's done. One of the parts is done. The other one is going to be fairly simple to do. It shouldn't take me that long. So that should be done within the next week as well, which means we'll have pre-orders up pretty soon. So I'm excited for that because that means I have one of my jobs done. And then that means that I only have one more to do. And then I should have big money, big money.
Yes, we've been very busy, so that's why, you know, merch is pushed back. But I feel like everyone will understand. We're still in a panini, and everything's going haywire. It's fine.
Yeah, and just so everyone's aware, just being like, other companies don't teach band.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You had other stuff to be doing.
And October is literally the busiest month for me. Like, absolute, besides like March and like slightly April, this is the absolute busiest month of the year for me.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned our Twitch stream from last night, so shout out to the people that watched Scary Godmother with us. That was a fever dream of a film.
You loved it.
Of a 45 minute movie. If you missed it, Leela, you can go watch it on our Twitch. The VOD should be there. Otherwise, we'll try to upload it to YouTube as well when the VOD expires. So yeah, just a fun spooky time.
It was a quirky cute time.
Quirky cute time.
Very camp.
Yes. We're recording this early in the morning. So excuse Juan if he has trouble speaking like he just did. He woke up at 7 a.m. for this.
I mean, that's just me in general, so like good luck.
We do appreciate that one. So do you want to just dive into this movie then?
Let's fucking go. I'll be leading the reins this time. So good luck, because my episodes are incoherent.
Yeah, I told Juan he might have to take the reins on this one just because I've been very busy and very sleepy. But I will read the Wikipedia page right after a word from our sponsor, MC Hammer.
HelloFresh.
The Addams Family is a 1991 American supernatural black comedy film based on the characters from the cartoon created by cartoonist Charles Addams and the 1964 TV series produced by David Levy. Directed by former cinematographer Barry Sonnenfeld in his directing debut, the film stars Angelica Houston, who was nominated for a Golden Globe for this performance.
Queen.
Raul Julia.
King.
As Gomez. Obviously, Angelica Houston as Morticia, Raul Julia as Gomez, and Christopher Lloyd as Uncle Fester.
Oh. Oh, my God.
The film,
star-studded cast.
The film focuses on a bizarre, macabre, aristocratic family who reconnect with what they believe to be a long-lost relative, Gomez's brother Fester Adams, who is actually the adopted son of a loan shark intending to swindle the Adams clan out of its vast wealth and fortune.
Interesting how that's not what happens.
I mean, it's what you think is happening.
It's what you think.
Until the last, like, 10 minutes. So we mentioned it's directed by Barry Sonnenfeld. This is the first movie he directed. He also made the Men in Black trilogy, the sequel to this film as well.
Classic.
Everyone's favorite Will Smith movie, Wild Wild West.
Your favorite, maybe.
No, definitely not. I watched it recently and I said, okay.
I've only seen the part where the giant spider thing comes in, tries to get them. That's all I've seen. Of course.
So yeah, Charles Adams created the Adams Family cartoons back in the day, and then that was adapted into the 1964 black and white TV show. And we don't have like returning cast members from that. I think like all but one of them had like passed by the time this was made.
RIP.
But we do have even the kids, obviously. I think I know
even the children,
or maybe not all of them. I think the guy who played Gomez had passed, and the guy who played Pugsley, passed in like 2014 or something. But maybe the others are alive. Either way, point is they don't show up here. There's no
reprisals. Cameos.
Yes. Got a great cast, as we mentioned, the leads, and then we have Christina Ricci playing Wednesday. An iconic role there.
I mean,
Jimmy Workman playing Pugsley. Did you know that he's Ariel Winter's sister? Ariel Winter from Modern Family?
Ariel Winter, who is who?
The girl from Modern Family who, like, wears glasses, the nerdy one, the little sister.
What?
Yeah, and remember when, like, there was that whole thing about her mom, like, her mom was abusive and everything? He was like, okay, she needs to be like, I'm going to be her guardian as her older brother. So, like, that was a whole thing.
Oh, my God.
I just learned this today. Also playing the Thing, Christopher Hart's hand. He's a magician. He's played Thing in all of the Addams Family movies, including Addams Family Reunion, which is a direct-to-video movie where Tim Curry played Gomez.
Yeah. Where no one was the same.
Yeah. And then we have Carol Stroykin as Lurch, who apparently in the show actually said things, but in the movies he's mute. He doesn't say anything. He just goes,
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I know. Wild. And then we got, you mentioned John Franklin as Cousin It. Who's John Franklin?
Yeah. He's the little kid from Children of the Corn.
Oh, lovely.
Wait, I might be wrong though.
No, I think you're right. It came up.
Oh, thank God. Dan, I just saw the face and I said, oh no.
Dan Hedaya is playing Tully Alford, Gomez's lawyer. We know him from things like Clueless and Dick and other things. Dana Ivey as his wife, Margaret Alford.
Love her.
Things like Home Alone 2 and things like that.
Iconic things like Home Alone 2.
Yes. Anyways, background on this movie. So originally, I was reading about it. Originally, Scott Rudin, who produced this movie, and like recently, there's been like a bunch of allegations about him, which doesn't surprise me because he's made so many movies. He's produced so many movies, but a bunch of people have said that he's like a very abusive person. Anyways,
I mean, you know what that means. Once you the second you make too many movies, you're abusive. You become abusive.
But originally, like he wanted Tim Burton to direct. That was his thing.
Ew! Could you imagine Tim Burton directing this?
Well, a lot of I've never thought this, but in the IMDb trivia, it was saying a lot of people mistake this for a Tim Burton movie.
Why? Because it's like muted gray tones
and like gothic. Yeah, I guess so.
Tim Burton doesn't own the market on gothic.
I know. Also, I read that Cher wanted to play Morticia. She's interested in that.
Could you imagine wagon wheel Watt Tootsie up in this bitch?
Could have been good. Could have been good. Also, originally, like, they weren't sure with spoilers, the ending of Fester being real Fester, just brainwashed and all that. Apparently, in a 2012 interview, the director recalled that he originally intended for it to be unclear whether Fester was really himself or an imposter. And the actors, like, Christopher Lloyd didn't really care. He was like, I don't care either way. But everyone else, they, like, really wanted it to be one way or the other, so they got Christina Ricci to speak on their behalf, to go to the director and be like, we want Fester to, like, be him. He shouldn't be an imposter. It should be he was the real one the whole time.
These grown-ass adults got little Christina Ricci to be like, tell the director that we want him to be real.
Yeah, so thank you to her for power. Doing that. But yeah, so Tim Burton passed on directing this movie because he was doing Batman Returns at the time. So thank goodness.
What?
Yeah.
Nightmare Returns?
Batman Returns.
Oh.
So thank goodness Barry Sonnenfeld was available and took this as his first directing job and did a pretty great job, I think.
This movie's great.
There were other complications with some stuff on set, just with like a DP quitting, blah blah blah, different stuff like that.
A what now?
Director of photography.
Oh.
Apparently Raul Julia's eye burst, his blood vessel in his eye burst, so that took some time off of.
What does that mean? His eye popped out of his head.
You know, when your blood vessel breaks and then your eyes all red.
No.
And that would show up in the shot. Okay, so you've never had that happen.
No.
Angelica Houston did a lot of...
Fell downstairs and fell out a window.
No, she did a lot of stuff to be Morticia. She had to wear a corset. They had to, like, slant her eyes upwards by using an elastic strap and, like...
tape.
Yeah, like glue. They had to do a lot of stuff, so... Shout out to her.
She really went through it for this.
Yes, exactly. Anyways, I know what you're thinking. Was there a lawsuit on this film? There absolutely was.
What? That's not what I was thinking at all.
So, one of the producers of the original series in the 60s, David Levy, filed a lawsuit against Paramount Pictures claiming that the film infringed on his property rights. So the suit, it was settled out of court. And they ended up making this movie, obviously, but...
What? He doesn't have IP in this, though.
He was probably just trying to get some money. He was Word. Like, they're making some stuff. Oh my god, Juan, we didn't do the box office. Okay, Juan, the budget for this movie... It came out November 22nd, 1991.
Mm-hmm.
The budget was 30...
So people were poor.
$30 million. What do you think the box office was?
I want to say it got 55 million.
It was 191.5 million.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
This movie did pretty well.
That's way more than I thought it was going to. Well, I was like, well, it's the 90s. People are, you know, poor. Inflation.
Sure.
Reverse inflation. I didn't know. Damn, okay.
Obviously, we played the MC Hammer song, Adam's Groove, that was, written for the movie. That song won a Golden Raspberry for Worst Original Song.
No, it didn't. What?
Not as beloved as maybe Adam's Family. Adam's Family from the second movie.
This Which is so funny.
I really love. I wrote down some trivia things real quick. We already talked about Angelica Houston and everything she went through with the eyes, the corset, everything. There's differences. Like, I don't know about you. I've never seen the original show.
I've seen, like, bits and pieces of the original one.
Well, there's some differences. Like, apparently in the show, Grandmama was Gomez's mother. But in this, she's Morticia's mother.
Okay.
Little difference. And then in the show, Uncle Fester was Morticia's mother's brother. And they didn't know his last name, but in this movie they just changed it to Gomez's brother, Fester Adams.
Wait. So, Gomez married into this family, is what I'm hearing. Morticia... Wait, and then the mom is grandmama for... But then... Wait, so Morticia married into this family?
Apparently Morticia's mother's brother is Uncle Fester in the show. So, like, that's... like a great uncle to the kid. That's Morticia's uncle, so they'd be Wednesday and Pugsley's great uncle.
So each one of them has like a family member. Gomez has the grandma, and then Morticia has Uncle Fester. That's like how their relatives work in this family.
In the show, yes.
But in the movie, yeah, they changed it's flipped.
According to Angelica Houston, Christina Ricci came up with Wednesday's sleeping position with her arms folded across her chest herself.
I mean, talent.
The talent at such a young age. What a genius.
No one could ever
stand up to her. And besides, she had done like two movies prior to this. She had done Mermaids with Cher and Winona Ryder. Great movie to start with.
A movie with Cher. Perfect.
And then she did another movie and then this.
What a fucking icon.
I know. Last thing, obviously we have to shout out Raul Julia, rest in peace. It says after the movie premiered, children would frequently recognize Raul Julia as Gomez Adams out in public, which according to him always brought a smile to his face. He stated that Gomez Adams was by far his favorite role, and his family said this recognition was especially meaningful to him in the final months of his life because he loved performing for children and making them happy whenever the opportunity presented itself.
What a lovely man.
I love that.
Why do we lose the best people?
I know.
Why do we lose the best people?
I know, exactly. What's your history with this movie in particular?
I fucking love it. I don't remember when I watched it. I just know that I grew up with like these like... My parents would get like these like old DVD box set collection things. And we would watch them. We would buy them so we could watch them in the car as we were going to like California or something, right? Because we used to have Popeye DVDs and like Betty Boop DVDs, but then I think I also like saw some like Addams Family stuff growing up, like some like old some old stuff. And then so when this came around, I said, "What is this, honey?"
You said it's in color.
It's in color. The people have eyes, and it was. I don't know. I just watched this growing up. I don't know. I can't tell you when I watched this. I can't tell you if I was a child, if I was in high school, or middle school. But I watched this. I think I watched actually Values first, if anything. And I was just like, this is it. This is what I want to be. I want to be spooky, scary, goth. And look at me now. I'm neither of those.
Yeah. I definitely am more familiar with Values, and that one is definitely, like, my favorite.
Well, because we got the whole camp thing. And we got the turkey.
And, I mean, Joan Cusack giving the performance of a lifetime. Also, fact that Carol Kane is in that one, and she's not in this one, blew my mind.
I thought it was the same person for the longest time.
I was like, well, because I grew up with
Carol Kane being... Carol Kane was grandmama to me.
Yeah, so I didn't know, like, I don't know this one as well as Values, clearly.
No, I can literally, I mean, I can tell you the jokes, but, like, Values, I'm like, I can tell you beat by beat what's gonna happen.
And, like, I think both of them I saw for the first time probably through, like, ABC Family. So, like, probably in more recent years, probably, like, high school, college. Because, like, this wasn't something I really watched growing up. I knew it existed, but I never really watched it. So, yeah, this one, like, a lot of stuff I was like, what? Like,
you know what? It probably was ABC Family where I saw this. ABC Family really did this to me and you.
Yeah, exactly. So you mentioned earlier that some could consider this a Christmas movie if they wanted to.
Some really could. Some could consider the second one a Thanksgiving movie if they wanted to.
Yeah, it's like, it has Thanksgiving vibes, also summer vibes because it's summer camp, but also just Halloween vibes because it's spooky. It's a year-round film.
This is a movie for any time.
But this one, yes, it starts out with Christmas carolers, and they're pouring like the oil onto them, which I guess is based on like a cartoon,
like a comic strip.
Yeah, that Charles Adams did. So it's an homage to that. But
fuck carols.
What a fucking great way to introduce this family, like to introduce this movie.
Killing carolers.
To say fuck Christmas. This is our family who hates Christmas carolers and we love spooky stuff. I think that's such an iconic opening and like tells you everything you need to know about them. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like beat by beat. There's nothing that else you need. All you hear is da-na-na-na and you know what's happening.
Yes, and originally the filmmakers, I don't know if it was the person who's doing the music or a director, someone had commented that they like originally they didn't have that in the movie. And then I think
the original theme?
Yeah, like either in the movie or the trailer. And then they showed a cut like of a trailer to like an audience and they flipped out when they heard that, so they were like, we have to put this in there.
Well, duh.
How could you not?
Duh.
How could you not? Well, and it's great that you have like that iconic theme there, and then later in the score, it's like subtly brought back in. It's never like over your head. Like it's not like every scene they're playing the theme song.
There's like there's the theme song, and then there's the you know that one where my notes were just fracking.
Yeah, basically, it's been 25 years of trying to contact Fester. Which is 25 years since the original show aired. So it's like when the show got canceled, Fester dipped.
It got canceled because Fester dipped.
Yeah.
Because he left.
So Gomez is like, where is my brother? Where could he be?
Where is my brother? Yeah. Can we talk about the kissing titties clock real quick, though?
Yes.
I want it. I want it and I need it. Where is it? Mm-hmm. Who has it? Who's got it? I need it. That clock is so much fun.
Well, and this is...
Did you think they're going to kiss, but then he kisses tits?
You do get a great intro into like all of these characters with Thing and with the kids. Just great little introductions.
They're trying to...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. But yeah, Gomez is just... trying to contact Fester from what he calls the great beyond. Sounds like Miss what's her name? Professor Tortellini?
Trelawney.
There we go.
So much of this movie, because my next note is Gomez and Morticia being horny and the kids are going to school.
Just
so much of this movie is them being horny.
Like, it's every other joke. Like every fifth scene cut ends with them like being like, I wanna poke you with these red hot pokers and strap you in leather straps and
So Juan, tell us about Tully and Margaret Alford.
Alright, so let's talk about these little bitches. So Tully and Margaret, are they their lawyers?
He's his lawyer, yes.
He's his lawyer. Margaret is the wife. Jane, his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're coming to visit the Adams because it's the beginning of the month and they have to pay their dues, their lawyer dues. I don't know what the fuck they're paying for.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think they're just swindling money.
They're scamming, they're scheming.
I mean, the Adams family, for as smart as they are, Gomez is kind of gullible.
Mm-hmm.
It's from what I've seen from both the movies, because Morticia knows what the fuck is up constantly. Morticia smells it. But yes, they are their lawyers and they're coming to collect. I've come to collect.
Right. What is that from?
That's from the witches when that fat kid is
okay.
You promised me 2 chocolate bars. I've come to collect. And then she's like, fat bitch, I'm going to turn you into a rat.
The witches starring Anjelica Houston.
Yes.
Then we have Abigail Craven, who wants her money from Tully. Tully owes money to this woman now.
Yes, yes. So I think because we hear that they've had money problems. So they've been begging, borrowing. Ew, that sounded weird coming out of my mouth and it picked up weird on the mic. But they've been borrowing money from people and she's also come to collect. Mm-hmm. But she has an enforcer.
And she's like, this is my son, Gordon. And oh my gosh, he looks just like Fester.
It couldn't be Fester. The eyes, the build.
So this is...
Oh my.
This is their scheme. Is they're like, oh, we're going to use him to like infiltrate the house. He'll be able to get access to the vault. We steal, we scam. We because sing, we dance, we steal things. The album by Jason Mraz.
And then I love it when Fester goes, we have a very, when she, when the mom, mother, I don't know her
name. Yeah, her name's but she, when Abigail.
When Abigail goes, we have a very special relationship, and Fester goes, she's a pimp.
Ew.
And I said, there's little bits in here that I'm like, that's nasty.
They have that, like, seance where Abigail's pretending to be, like, a German doctor, and, like, Fester shows up, and they're like, oh my god, we summoned him.
Yes, but please, okay, but please, can we talk about, before that, because when Tully's in the house, there's that bit with, they're trying to find stuff for the auction. So, like, there's no loose ends in this movie. Everything that gets referenced gets brought up again. And so, like, there's that part right before this, though, where she comes in with the finger trap, because she has her fingers trapped in that dragon trap. And it's, like, that's very crucial. Again, everything is here, right? And they unleash her. But before that, we got to see them finding it, and they have the Uncle Knickknack bit.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're trying to find something, and they're like, Uncle Knickknack's summer wardrobe, Uncle Knickknack's winter wardrobe, Uncle Knickknack. I love that one.
His dead body. It's my favorite. So, yeah, they're like, oh, my God, Fester's back.
Fester's alive.
From the Bermuda Triangle. And the German doctor is like, oh, he's only going to be back, like, for a week. Like, he's only here momentarily.
Her accent, though?
Mm-mm.
Shit, so bad.
So, this fake Fester, Gordon, he unpacks. He's got a crowbar, cyanide. Morticia's like, as if we'd run out. And Wednesday is
Morticia.
Wednesday is already suspicious of him.
She says no one gets out of the Bermuda Triangle. No one.
Exactly.
Because she does what? Her own research.
At her age? Okay.
According to my research.
So Gordon starts to realize life here is very different. Like, these people love death and spooky things. It's not just...
They love science.
It's not your normal
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
who's to say what's normal, Sarah?
Yeah, true. But it's not what he was expecting.
Their nuclear family. The traditional nuclear family.
Because he does end up loving it in the end. But...
Yes.
At the beginning, quite scary. So Gomez takes him into the vault. And they have that old footage.
Yes.
And Gomez, like, oh my confesses God. About flora and fauna.
Camp Custer, flora and fauna. We get that whole bit of... What does it say? I can't read my own chicken scratch, so never mind.
You mentioned the charity auction, which is where we are now.
Yes. Oh, ew. This is like... this is peak horniness.
Yeah.
Morticia and Gomez have, like... things that turn them on so easily. The Bermuda Triangle is one. That's when we first get them being horny. And then it's this bit of, like, they're auctioning off the dragon thing because she stuck it on herself again. And then they go, and then they start buying it back.
Mm-hmm. And I guess this is a reference to an episode as well of the series where they bid on really? Their own thing. Yeah.
I mean, truly, get the Adams to donate anything and they'll just buy it back.
They're so charitable.
Like, girl, why y'all so mean? They are literally your money. And they are the economy here.
And then in the car on the way home, Fester, the fake Fester, doesn't know how to take the finger trap off.
And Morticia goes,
yeah.
It's quite simple, really.
And the whole family is like, what the fuck?
What,
like,
the fuck?
Who is this? Why doesn't he know how?
Not this.
Suspicious. Not this.
Also, I want my passwords to be Ice Fingers Toes now. 2-10-11.
Then we have the Gomez and the train scene.
He's using the diesel. The covered bridge. Dead man's turn.
Lots and lots of trains.
Ew, he would buy lots and lots of trains.
And they have that shot where there's like an actual person in the train. That's the director.
He's tiny. Oh, and he dies.
That's the director. Barry Sonnenfeld playing the passenger on Gomez's train.
I kind of like that. There's all these little bits in there, like that bit. There's the bit beforehand too, where right before they go into the vault for the first time, Wednesday goes, "Do you want to play a game?" And Pugsley goes, "Yeah, what is it?" And she goes, "Is there a god?" Love.
Gordon tries to go into the vault by himself.
Gets got.
Gets dumped outside. Gets
sucked. Yeah. Goes through the tube, the fish tube.
Yeah, and then Morticia's like,
Idiot. Because she knows. She knows. She's not. She knows. She knows what's happening.
And he knows that she knows. He's like, they're on to me.
Well, I mean, it's her house. She would know that, like, the only way to get into that, like, aquarium thing is, like, if you fuck up the vault pole.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. How do you feel about the slide? The slide in the vault?
What do you mean, how do I feel? Ring, ring, ka 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 ba ka da 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 da
da da da da da da da da. I love that.
The German doctor, quote-unquote,
Dr. Penterschloss
convinces Gomez that it really is Fester.
Oh, because she says it's dysmorphia. No, it's body dysmorphia. It's what is it? What does she say it is? Oh, displacement theory.
Mm-hmm.
She says he's projecting his feelings onto this new idea of Fester, and trying to deny him because he denied him in life.
Oh my god, so deep. And then we have that scene where they're, like, golfing, because, you know, Fester is supposed to leave, and Gomez is like, no, you gotta stay here, your family. Like,
when you're here, your family. They're at the Olive Garden.
Yeah. No, they're golfing in the backyard, golfing balls into that neighbor's house, where the neighbor goes, Adams!
Daniel Adams! And then, oh, I love... Gomez is Fester is a thespian, because he sees little Wednesday and little Pugsley going playing their Shakespeare in love, and then he goes, no, let me tell you how to kill someone. And then Wednesday goes, I'm just a child.
And speaking of that, so they go to the school play where originally Gordon, Fester, whatever, doesn't show up, but then he shows up with their, like, special effects stuff. My mom.
Yes, he's like the tubing.
He's like, I know I'm trying to, like, scam this family, but I'm actually starting to love them. Here's the special effects blood stuff for your performance. So you can splatter blood all over the audience.
It's going to be so much fun. Mm-hmm. It's like SeaWorld.
Gordon is starting to really love the family. And his mother comes to take him away, and he's like, I want to stay. Sad.
I want this life. Ew! At the school... There's the two bits that I love where... Sorry, I'm, like, picking at my skin. There's the two bits that I love where, first and foremost, when they meet up with... what's her name? With Margaret. And she's with her son, I believe, or something. And Morticia goes, is he a lizard? Because he's dressed as an elf.
Oh, and then when school, the teacher comes by... Yeah.
Yeah, and then the teacher comes by and she's like, hey, can I talk to you? The kids are picking their heroes, and some kid picks George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that little bitch's name down. What is her name? Susan Rang or something like that? Dumb. And then some girl picks Jane Pauley. Who is that?
I don't know who that is.
I said, who are these white people? And then I love it. I love that Morticia's like, we told Wednesday college first.
Mm-hmm.
She's worried about her education, and I love. She's such a supportive mom.
So it's gonna be Fester's, like, final night, because he is gonna leave, because his mom is taking him away. So they called in everyone. They called in the whole gang.
Call everyone.
Yeah. So they're doing this final night, like, party extravaganza for Fester, where the whole family comes.
I love the transition too, because he's like, when's the last time we waltz? And then you don't think it's gonna happen, right? And then she grabs that, like, chandelier cover and throws it, and then it just becomes so gorgeous. Everyone looks so beautiful. Everyone in this dance sequence looks so pretty.
We have our appearance of cousin It.
Yes, who comes up rolling with the song in his car.
Mm-hmm. With MC Hammer.
MC Hammer.
And him and Margaret really hit it off at this party.
They about to fuck. They've been fucking.
Yeah. Wednesday overhears fake Fester saying that he's a fake and he's just trying to reach the vault. And she's like, I knew it.
Yes, after, what's his name? Lumpy Adams has been yeeting her around the dance floor.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Yeah, she knows she's fallen the falsehood.
Yeah, so she goes into hiding because they're like, the mom's trying to get her.
And then this is when Flora and Fauna spilled the beans on Uncle Fester to fucking Tully. And they go, Fester's the oldest one, so he gets everything. And Gomez gets nothing.
Bitches. Then we have the Mamushka scene.
I love the tambourines. I love when Morticia plays the violin. Mm-hmm. The violin. Gorgeous.
Yes. Then we have Tully going to their neighbor, who was like...
To execute plan B.
Yeah, he's like, you want to help get rid of this family? Because we find out, oh, he's a judge.
He is the law.
He is the law.
Well, I mean, of course he would know he's a judge because he's a lawyer.
But, like, we didn't.
We didn't. We were unaware. Oh, no.
So then the family, after the party, they're like, oh, my God, where's Wednesday? We haven't seen her. They finally find her, like, out in the front of the property. And then when they get back, the gates are all locked up. And Tully says, this is Fester's. Goodbye.
This is Fester's. Get out.
Yes.
Get out, poor.
And then Gomez is like, I'm going to take this to court, basically. He has his whole speech.
He says, a man who represents himself, something, he represents himself and loses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the judge who is their neighbor, and, like, obviously there was no way they were going to
win. Is this legal?
No.
Is this legal?
This is the criminal justice system, and it's
this
flawed.
Is the American criminal justice system.
So, yeah, Fester gets everything, and we see the family, like, sadly driving away with their stuff.
They pack their shit and leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know that gate wanted to let them in, too. Did you hear how it was, like...
Yeah.
Shaking and
so
rattling.
So they end up going to the motel. We see...
Rip.
Gordon.
Not the motel.
His mom and Tully trying to get into the vault again.
Clowns.
Clownery.
Stupid clowns.
So at the motel, we have some scenes like the lemonade stand scene.
Are those made from real lemons? I only drink stuff with natural fruit, something, whatever, bitch.
And that actress is Mercedes McNabb, who is in Adam's Family Values.
She's one of my favorite characters, let's be real. Like,
yeah. She's also from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She plays Harmony.
Yes.
Great character on there as well.
Are those made from real... when she goes, I'll buy one cup of your 25-cent lemonade if you buy one box of my $5 Girl Scout cookies.
We also have the great scene of Morticia trying to get a job. Major?
Spells the liberal arts?
Yeah. Liberal arts.
Wait. What the fuck is liberal arts for real, though? Like, what is it?
We can't get into that right now.
What is it?
But we have Thing going corporate. Was he doing the mailroom or something?
Thing is the most reliable person in this family.
Yeah.
Like, Thing really did put in the work. Morticia tried, but then she scared those kids. She mm-hmm. said, now children. What do you think that feels like? Burning and raving in agony.
Yeah.
But
so
yes,
that's
Thing
a great.
Thing went corporate.
Yeah, that's a great scene of him flying through that mailroom or that office, whatever.
And then we cut to Gomez calling what's her face about the
Sally
voodoo
Jesse
witch
Raphael.
Doctors.
Yeah.
Is she a real person?
Yeah, she's a real person.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Yeah,
what in the angels?
She was a real person who had a talk show, and she makes a cameo in this movie.
That's so funny.
And
no,
that
we
scene
do not
also
know where they meet.
My favorite line in the whole movie, where Morticia's like, maybe we should go for a drive, and he goes, a drive? And Miss Gilligan? That's my favorite line in the whole movie.
Yeah.
Just him being a Gilligan's Island stan now.
He's depressed.
Gordon and his mom still haven't found the money, so that's
they are
going
about
on.
To give up.
And Morticia goes to see Fester.
Morticia is over being poor. She is over the lies and deceitfulness. Okay, wait. We also have to talk about how Angelica Houston as Morticia looks so fucking gorgeous whenever she's lit up in the dark. Like, they do that thing where they just light up, like, her, like,
yeah, her like, eyes right here. They just put that, like, strip of light on her.
Could you imagine waking up and being that beautiful? Like, I don't understand why people are like, you're so beautiful when you're sleeping. I sleep like I'm a decrepit corpse, twisted and mangled like a pretzel. But she's like this, but she's so gorgeous. And she has that Jumanji plant. She has that poisonous plant from Jumanji that shoots up what's-her-face in the neck. Cameron Diaz?
Kristen Dunst. Who's Jumanji?
Kristen Dunst.
So when she goes to see Fester, the family, like, Gordon, his mom, Tully, they all tie her up.
And she is so horny. she is so unbelievably wet. But
who's there? Who is always the hero in these movies? Thing. Because he is there, he sees it going down, and he says, I gotta go tell Gomez and the family.
And he somehow finger runs all the way back to that Motel 6 so fast.
Across traffic. Risked his life.
He's so sweaty. Do you see, like, the extra effort that they put in to show that he was, like, sweating from how nervous he was about the situation? He was wet.
In this one and in Family Values, like, he comes in clutch. He has, like, a heroic moment. I love it.
I think it's funny how this and Family Values have similar story arcs. Like, it's always Fester. It's always Fester fucking some shit up. Gomez having an existential crisis about it. Morticia trying to figure it out. No, Morticia knowing. And then Thing saving the day.
Yeah, so Thing goes and tells Gomez about it. So Gomez shows up at the house. They have a sword fight.
The ASMR. Sorry, not ASMR. The
ASL. Yes. Sign language.
And the this thing. What is this
Morse
thing?
Code.
Yes, Morse.
Morse code. So yeah, there's a sword fight that goes down at the house.
And he's about to cut his fucking neck off.
But then who knew that Mama Gordon, Abigail, has a fucking gun. So...
And they both reach for the gun.
And then Gordon, he's like, Gomez, you're grabbing the wrong book for the vault. So, and like, and then again, that wink moment of like, oh, we're on the same page.
After he's so horny, because he sees Morticia strapped in leather with red hot pokers, and he goes, ugh. And she goes, not now. Not now.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So he...
Go get the gun.
Gordon grabs the Hurricane Irene book and uses it against Tully and his mom. It blows them away into the graveyard where Pugsley and Wednesday have already dug their graves.
They're burying them alive. They don't give a fuck if they're alive or dead.
Yeah. And then we have 7 months later where...
And it's
Halloween.
Halloween time!
Trick or treat.
Wait. So let's do the maths. What is 7 months from this month? The 3rd? So March?
From this month? Why would you want to know this month?
Because it's October right now.
Yeah. But this movie ends in October.
Yeah, which means 7 months ago it was March.
Okay.
What's the timeline here? Because why were there Christmas carolers?
That was like just a little intro.
Oh, so it jumped again.
I think it jumped again.
That makes sense, because why the fuck would there be elves and flowers at this musical? It's the spring musicale.
by Mrs. Darvis. So yeah, it's Halloween. We see Fester is back to himself because he got electrocuted. Like lightning
by Hurricane Irene.
Yeah, and so when that happened, the family explains like that it was Fester all along, that he had been like brainwashed, and like
he had amnesia,
and he got his memory back with that, so he's back to being himself.
Pugsley is him as a costume.
Yeah, Pugsley's dressed as him. Margaret and Cousin It are together. They show up.
Cousin It is a cowboy. Margaret is, I believe, Galinda.
Okay, believe it.
Believe.
And the family and is then, like, we're gonna go wake the dead.
Yes. Yeah. I've already talked about how much I hate that everyone uses Wednesdays.
Yeah.
I'm a homicidal maniac. Fuck people that do that.
Yes.
Then dress like Wednesday. Dress like Wednesday and do that.
So yeah, the movie ends with them all playing Wake the Dead and Morticia revealing that she is pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Yes, she's pregnant, and that's obviously gonna be the opening to Adam's Family Values, where she gives birth to the kid.
It's a mustache.
Yes, and at the end we have the MC Hammer song. Yeah. So
the Adam's Family Badass.
That's the other one, but
and that
it's a better one than this one.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I know we ran through that pretty quickly. We're just on a time crunch for me.
Sarah has to go to work.
Yes, but
if you join us on Patreon, you can hear the full...
why don't you go ahead and give us those IMDb reviews.
IMDb.
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 Okay, I picked three, but I think I'm gonna read the short one real fast, and then I'll determine which one I'm gonna read afterwards.
Okay.
This one is called The Sketch, written in 2019. Actually, this movie has a lot of reviews. Like, people have opinions about this.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. For middle-aged generation, one of sources of good memories, for performances, for dark story, for humor, for status of sketch, for Adam's Family Life, and for the comfortable end. Imagination and good performances, and sure, Raul Julia.
That could be the whole review, is just saying Raul Julia. He's iconic.
And that's the whole review. And then here's the second one. I'll just read two of them. This one is called Not to be Confused with the Television Addams Family. Oh, we got someone who knew the original. They're going to get real defensive. 6 out of 10, written in 2020. Ooh, someone was bored during the pandemic. There really is not definite Addams Family when it comes to films and TV. This is because the Charles Addams cartoons... Ooh, we're getting into conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theory? Broken promises, promises. This is because the Charles Addams cartoons on which they have been based really were not originally intended to be anything other than single-panel comics. They were not fleshed-out stories about the family that began with 1960s The Addams Family television show. But this film version really is its own creation. Not cute or nice, like the television show, at all. In this case, the family is actually homicidal. Homicidal! I don't know what the fuck that sentence is. Because of this, it's strongly recommended that you do not let younger kids watch it. It's not kid-friendly. Oh god, we got 1,000 moms in the room. This is what this is. At least not for younger ones. Show this to a 3-year-old, they'll laugh. And if you do let them watch, please watch it with them, as these films never were intended for younger kids, and they are not cute and cuddly like the original TV incarnation. No, they are edgier and more dangerous in its movies. Well made, but also not exactly comedies in its traditional sense. So watch out. This is not made for kids. It's too spooky scary.
This isn't even They're like killers. That bad for kids.
This is not, there's nothing bad about it. What, kids are going to learn about cyanide? Well, guess what, Mary? There's anthrax in the mail.
Okay. I think we
This took a turn.
Yeah.
I didn't read the whole thing.
Oh, did you want to finish it?
No. I meant, like, I didn't read the whole thing when I picked it. I read, like, halfway through, and I said, okay, I know where this is going to go. But it took a turn.
We do have some tweets from Emily. At Emily Jean Palmer says, okay, I can stand some consensual BDSM.
There's so much of it.
Exclusively. If this guy is supposed to be a high-paid lawyer, then why is he in so much debt?
Because he's bad.
I can't tell if the hand is supposed to be more like a butler or a pet.
¿Por qué no los dos?
Yeah, he's like
a family member.
Yeah.
When you're here, you're family, Emily.
Why is fake Fester constantly trembling?
Because he's scared. Tiene miedo.
I would love if kids started spurting fake blood at a school performance.
That was so good. When she goes, when she goes, sweet oblivion, open your arms. I don't know. I tried to look up what play that's from, and I don't know.
I read that like one of the lines is from Hamlet or Macbeth, but then the others aren't. So it's not all like one scene.
Okay, Shakespeare.
That liberal arts joke really hit home.
What is it, Emily? Please explain.
And then I'm very sorry to hit you with this one, but Emily ends with, this was cute.
Oh, I saw it.
But not my favorite. I'd give it 2.75 out of 5.
I didn't say I agreed with her at the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, Emily. Thanks for watching it and sending your thoughts, Emily. Juan, what are your final thoughts? Would you rate it
higher? 5 out of 5. 5 out of 5, perfect film. I love this movie. It's camp.
Oh my god. Juan does now these days is just say everything is camp.
It's camp. No, it's good. It has subtle references to the TV show, let's be real. Like the vulture, they mentioned that like it died after, you know, Franklin. What's his name?
The turtle?
Fester. After Fester left, the vulture died. There used to be this big bear statue that would be like in their living room. It's like they have the rug, right, that attacks what's his face as he's gonna like when we first meet him. Mm-hmm. But then there's that big bear in the den. Like, I'm just wondering how many more like objects in this movie are references to the show. But it's so good. Like, this movie is so good. It's like, yeah, it's like macabre. It's like whatever. Macabre? Macabre?
I think.
How do you say that?
I don't know.
Macabre? It is like spooky, scary, right? But like, it's not gross. Like, there's a bunch of blood, yeah, but like, no one bleeds like that. I don't know. I think it's great. I love this movie. It's fun. It gives me memories of the time that my friend and I were getting, not drunk on wine, but like having a wine night, and we were like, let's watch a movie. And I was like, can we watch Adam's Family? He's like, I don't have that one. And I'm like, download it. And then he downloaded it illegally, and then his Wi-Fi got shut down, and then the guy from the Wi-Fi said, sorry, I had to do that, but like, also good choice, good taste in what you were downloading.
I didn't know they could so just people shut love down this movie. Your Wi-Fi like that.
I don't know what Wi-Fi provider he had, but they shut that shit down.
Just for downloading a movie?
Illegally.
I know, but okay, anyways. Okay, so you're saying 5 out of 5?
5 out of 5. Fucking this one, and I'll say this right now, and Values, 5 out of 5. These movies are flawless to me.
I'm gonna give this one a 4 just because I think Values, I'll be giving like either a 4.5 or 5 whenever we do that mm-hmm. one. But this one's still great. Just Barry Sonnenfeld did a great job with both of these films. Just
the style effects are also really great.
And obviously not just him, everyone that worked on these movies. Like the set mm-hmm. design is great. The music is great. Obviously the acting, like the script is really good. Like it's enjoyable. Like you don't have to have seen
all the bits.
You don't have to have seen the show or like know anything about the family. You get introduced to like their vibe, everyone's differences. It's great.
Like what's great about this movie and about just the Addams Family movies in general is that, like, specifically this one, it feels like a comic book panel because every scene ends with a bit. Like, everything has a joke in it. You know what I mean? Like, be it when Dr. Penderschloss goes, listen to my heart. Look at how it beats. Gordon, I love you. Gordon, the vault. Or, like, when she goes, oh, no, I've hit my child. My reason for living. Like, it's everything has a joke and everything is so encapsulated in the scene, but it creates the bigger narrative. Like, it's so good. Like, who doesn't love that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a great one. And with that, let's give a shout out to our friend Mara. Mara created our spooky artwork, which is in fact Adam's Family themed, as you can see.
Yes.
It's you and me, Juan, as Wednesday and Pugsley. And mm-hmm. we look great. Mm-hmm. We look hot. So shout out.
I have under boobs.
So shout out to Mara for illustrating that for us this year. Follow Mara on Instagram at gardenslug with 2 G's and then an underscore. Gardenslug. underscore.
Yes. She's doing a lot of art stuff right now, so please try to support artists. Like, people are getting ready for the holiday season, but artists really rely on, like, October and November to get them ready for the holiday season because they need the money. We all need the money. Give us what we're due.
Mm-hmm. If you look on her Instagram, you'll see that she's got stuff, spooky stuff going up on Etsy all the time. And they're really cool. So take a look at that. Thank you, Mara. If you want to support us, go ahead and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch at Planet Weird Pod. Go ahead and rate and review on Apple Podcasts if you would like. Subscribe.
And if you haven't, subscribe to our Patreon.
We don't have a Patreon one. Subscribe.
Not yet.
Wherever you are listening. Subscribe to our YouTube as well because we've got a couple spooky Twitch streams that we did going up on there, as well as Juan's Kingdom Hearts ones. And when we do our pumpkin carving on Twitch, we're going to cut that down, put that on YouTube. So make sure you're subscribed over there. Oh my God, when will that be? Thank you to our Anchor supporters as well. If you want to support the podcast, you can hit the link in the description that says support this podcast on Anchor. That just means you give us some money every month, whether that's $1, $5, $10 a month. And you could do it 1 month and then cancel. We won't judge, okay? We appreciate it either way.
No, we understand that you're poor.
Thank you to the people that already support us there. That's Emily Palmer, Alexa Pratt, Natalie Hernandez, Jose Contreras Jr., Aisa Youssef, Whitney Harris, Savannah Ulmer, and Ivy Gomez Adams. Just because I think we've already done Ivy Gomez, so we'll do Ivy Gomez Adams, just to make it clear that it's about this Gomez.
Yeah.
Juan mentioned that we've got
Ivy Graveyard.
It's too late. She's already typed it into the Twitter thread.
Oh, no. Okay, we'll save Graveyard for the next one.
So Juan already mentioned that our screen-printed Ookie Spooky merch that he designed is coming out soon, so be on the lookout for that on our socials.
Yes.
We've also got cheaper stuff over on our TeePublic if you want to go there. That's there as well. We mentioned Twitch. Next Wednesday, Juan's probably going to be doing some Kingdom Hearts again. So go watch that if you would like. And then, like I said, week after that, we'll probably be doing some pumpkin carving. So make sure you're following us over there so you get notified when we stream.
I'll be real. The more of you that watch, the funner it becomes because then I get to interact with more people.
Yeah. Next week, the episode is going to be about Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed.
Why do we sound like what's his face from Pirates of the Caribbean?
Which
Octopus
one?
Man?
Oh, Davy Jones.
Yeah, because he talks like everything is so short.
Yeah, the episode will be on Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed. We did already record that with a special guest, special friend came on the show.
Fuck your thoughts and feelings.
If you watch it, don't send us your thoughts. We already recorded it. But week after that will be the final episode of our spooky October episodes. That's going to be Monster House. So if you watch Monster House before, what, like next Wednesday, the weekend, whatever.
Watch
if you watch
now.
It soon, go ahead and send us your thoughts if you would like to. I think it's on Netflix right now. And I know I said that about the Addams Family, but I do believe Monster House is on Netflix. I'm pretty sure.
31 Nights of Halloween is such a bust at this point that you need to make your own content. Should we start a calendar, Sarah? Should we do what we did before in college? Should we do our 13 nights where we just give everyone a movie to watch every night?
Sounds like a lot of work. But anyways.
Sounds like a lot of work, but I would do it.
Monster House.
I did all those posters.
Monster House coming up later in the month, next week. You'll hear our thoughts on Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed. Other than that, hopefully, you know, you're having a good spooky October. Hopefully, you know, you and your loved ones are safe and healthy. And if not, we're thinking of you. We're pouring one out
your
for
mask.
You, our homies, tonight.
Oh, God. Yeah. Pour one out.
Wearing your mask.
Pour one out on the pumpkin.
Get that flu shot. Get your boosters.
Get your rooster boosters.
Yeah. Just stay safe out there, y'all.
Yeah, make smart choices. No one's going to judge you for wearing a mask. If anything, you should judge other people for not wearing one. How about that?
Make good choices, sweetie. All right, and with that...
And get good candy.
With that, I have been Wednesday Adams.
And I have been Pugsley.
All right, and we will see you next week. Goodbye.